The announcement came during the end of the Republican governor's budget address, when she says the state should safeguard itself in the event of unforeseen economic setbacks.
We must continue to take a prudent and a conservative approach to state government. And again, we need to carefully consider our present unusual circumstances as we project revenue. To be prepared, we need to save.
Noam often points to the state's decision to not issue any mandates in response to the global pandemic. She says that's kept the state in a good financial position. The federal government has pumped in over $5 billion in stimulus relief to residents, businesses, and the state government. She wants lawmakers to add an additional 2% to the annual 10% of the state's general fund into budget reserves. She also recommends putting $50 million into a trust fund to protect against future economic hardships, not because of the pandemic, but because of a Biden administration.
I expect that federal agencies will see South Dakota not necessarily as a partner, but as a subordinate based on what they have already communicated with us. So we are preparing for that.
Noam points to tax increases announced by the Biden administration, which would affect corporations and those making $400,000 or more, and the Green New Deal. Democratic State Senator Reynold Nesiba says it's important Governor Noam, who was a Trump campaign surrogate, acknowledge Biden is the next president of the U.S.
I think that she should begin to reach out to that incoming administration and do all we can to build partnerships and to work with them. I think it would be great personally if President Biden was able to come to South Dakota and celebrate the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore.
The Electoral College vote takes place on Monday, December 14th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.